Well, I'm delighted to be joined by Gloucester Outside Centre, Johnny May. And Johnny, first of all, can I ask you how much you're looking forward to the finals of the JP Morgan Asset Management Sevens?
Yeah, it's going to be a great opportunity for us to go out as a team and set a marker down for next season. We've got everything new, environment around Gloucester with the management changing and some new players coming in. So, and on top of that, it's a good opportunity for us to test our skills out on the Sevens under some pressure and try and bring back some silver for the club, which would be great. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I suppose it's a case of just picking up where you left off in the Gloucester leg in Pool C, where you won 3 out of 3.
Yeah, it was a good leg, and it was really good to be out there in front of the home fans and put out a performance that everybody associated with Gloucester could be proud with, really, and then take off from there. Obviously learn a couple of bits and try and improve in certain areas, but more really building on some of the good stuff we did as well.
You've said that it's a new chapter, really, in Gloucester. Changes at the top. Nigel Davies has come as director of rugby. What's he been like to work under so far?
Yeah, he's been really good. He's been really laid back. We've found a good balance, really. We've been working hard and also not getting too stressed out and just really gelling as a team together, really. And he's done a good job of bringing everybody in together. And this is a new environment, and he's made it really positive and easy for us to work hard within, really. So it's been refreshing.
And do you think that he's building a platform for you to build on and perhaps, improve on the back end of last season where you lost quite a few games in succession?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're looking to close the chapter on that, and it's a new era, and we're more than happy to just put that behind us and learn from it and start afresh this season.
In the Sevens final, of course, you played Bath, your close rivals, in the last game and beat them. This time you're going to be on Bath territory. Yeah. Are you aware that they're going to want to put one over you this time?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case, but that rivalry's talked up quite a lot. And it's when you're out there, it's just another team you're playing, really, so I don't really pay much attention to it. And every team's going to be strong, so we'll just look one game at a time, really.
And how much of a boost would it be to get a trophy in the cabinet so early on in the season?
I mean, people would say it's only the Sevens, but for us to bring back some silverware to Gloucester would be massive for us, and it would be a really good kickstart to the season. So you can't talk it down, and really, it'll be a big thing for the club.
And now, the Sevens, the attitude from the coaches, from the players, they're taking the Sevens a lot more seriously than they used to.
Yeah, it's strange, really, because When I joined the club, in my first year, maybe 4 years ago, it was the Middlesex Sevens era, and clubs were starting to take that not so seriously, so they sort of got rid of that and brought this in. And the first couple of seasons, some clubs bought in and some didn't, and it seems this year that clubs, there's a lot of changes in a